Psalm 4. To the choir master, with stringed instruments. A Psalm of David. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts, on your beds, and be silent. Selah. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, "Who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord." You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. This psalm expresses quiet trust amid troubling circumstances, combining the classic psalm categories of individual lament and psalm of confidence. Many take this psalm to be a companion to Psalm 3 because 4:8 seems to echo 3:5. Perhaps the two psalms were meant to be read at the beginning and end of a single day. Since the past tense of 3:5 sets Psalm 3 in the morning, while the future tense of 4:8 sets Psalm 4 in the evening. Psalm 4 echoes the feelings of being overwhelmed that are expressed in the previous psalm. Here, however, David is in anguish not simply because of overwhelming opposition, but because of the slander and taunting of his enemies. This is the pain not only of fear, but of shame as well. David is expressing the battle that rages within our heart at night as we lay our head down on the pillow. On one side is stacked up all of the clamoring accusations and misunderstandings and painful words of the day, of actual people in our lives, or of demonic attack, or of our own fallen minds. On the other side is the Lord. Both beckon to us, both invite us to listen. In the darkness of that moment, David makes up his mind. He will trust in the Lord. The result? A greater joy than any material prosperity could ever provide. A peace that supplies contented sleep. Trust in the Lord. He has set you apart for himself. You are his. You have been united to his Son, and the sufferings of this present age can only heighten your future glory and joy. Tonight, you may go to bed in peace. You could not be more secure.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.